Good morning, Indianapolis. It's Uncle Dan, Dan Sullivan. Yeah, talking to you again. Who knows why? It is indeed February 2016. It is the last month of February. And actually, the weather's really beautiful here, so you know. It's really strange. It seems like the weather in Indianapolis has become like the geographical sort of climate zones in the Star Trek film, The Search for Spock, where they're wandering around on this made-up planet, and there's like this little grid square, you know, like is winterland. They go to jungle land, they go to mountain land, they go to desert land. It's kind of funny. Anywho, yeah, so I've been thinking more about my little trip to Orlando, and I know that I said there might be this Department of Homeland Security grope list. Like, maybe the explanation for all the groping is that there's this Department of Homeland Security grope list. But what if, and I'm spitballing here because this is the only other explanation I can currently come up with. What if there's some flaw in the design of those scanners I step into? Because really, I think this has only happened. I usually only get groped when I go through that circular scanner. So if I'm really honest about it, it's only in the last few years I decided to just say I don't give a fuck and I'll go in that crazy-ass, dangerous-looking machine probably built by the lowest bidder with, you know, and run by people who barely have a high school equivalency. Go into that fucking radiation machine. See what the fuck happens. Anyways, what if there's a flaw in that machine and it's actually picking up a kind of a phantom penis from another dimension? Because what I figure is, I was looking at the picture. They showed me on their little tablet the little outline of something they were seeing, but I patted my leg after he did and there's nothing there. And I've never had surgery, to my knowledge. I doubt that aliens have, you know, abducted me and implanted some metal, you know, mesh that, despite the fact that it's metallic, you know, doesn't change the behavior of my flesh and make it hard. So, anywho, what if the other Dan in the other universe, the universe where Dan is happy and has a family and the human beings aren't blowing the fuck out of each other, and, you know, the air is pretty much fresh for everybody, and the water is more or less clean for everybody, and the food is pretty decent overall, and not all this GMO garbage, and we learned our lesson, and we didn't decide to pretend that fossil fuels or abiotic oil, whatever the fuck you want to believe, that there are no magical unicorns farting energy, that we have to find energy. And in that universe, there's this Dan, his penis is bigger because his parents didn't circumcise him. I don't know. So anyways, I think that scanner is picking up my phantom penis because I don't like talking about it too much, but so I haven't really. But, you know, it isn't, I mean, I'm basically a single, fat, middle-aged man now, so nothing good's going to happen. No one is likely ever to see it again. It isn't that I think it's super small. It's just not particularly big. And I've always felt like it should be bigger because people have always said, Dan, your feet are so big. Aren't you supposed to blah? And it's like, you know what? I think that's an old wives' tale, and that's depressing if it's true. So what if those TSA machines at the airport are accidentally picking up the size of my true quantum deterministic, well, I shouldn't say true, another quantum deterministic version of my actual reproductive member, my own unit, my equipment? What if the TSA equipment is picking up what my equipment should look like? And it looks good.